Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together.
And then for the eights, again, they're like the goal getters, but in a different way. Like they set big goals and then they keep setting a bigger goal and a bigger goal and a bigger goal. Like they're just never satisfied. They have to keep going. And
the
so
next challenge.
Yes. And so I think for them, adding in some self-care.
I'm Amy Wakes, and you are listening to the Simply Wholehearted Podcast. Welcome to the fifth Advent season of the podcast, created to help you prepare your heart with the joy of Christmas, expand your generosity, and find new traditions to help your family celebrate Jesus' birth. If you've ever struggled with frustration, anxiety, and self-doubt, especially during the holidays, you need to know you are not alone. I am here to help you navigate through the overwhelm with faith, Enneagram, and sustainable and practical rhythms for your everyday life. So listen along as you string those holiday lights, walk off those tasty treats, or drive around trying to find that perfect gift. Welcome to my special birthday episode. If you didn't know already, I love goal setting because planning goals means I get to make sure fun things are on my calendar and then I have plenty to look forward to. Yes, I know. It's totally an Enneagram 7 thing. But I'm curious to know about you. How do you feel about goal setting or planning or, you know, just looking ahead in the future? I do happen to know after coaching a few dozen women that there is a mix of emotions when it comes to goal setting and planning. So that's why I love coming back to this topic year in and year out. Now this year, I've invited Marjorie Poff, known as the Enneagram Planner or Ennea Planner, to share her new project and advice on goal setting for each and every Enneagram type. Marjorie's passion for creating a planner was birthed out of frustration from not finding a planner that worked for her brain or healthfully challenging her productivity weekly. I think you're going to enjoy hearing the whole story, and you will also learn more about how the future of Ennea Planner might help you. If we were peeking in and peering in your windows, what would we see? Give us a glimpse of your world.
I am Ennea Planner on like all the socials, if you see me around, but my name is Marjorie. I am from the Nashville area.
Woo-woo.
I've been here for, oh my goodness, about 18 years now, and have been a Jill of many trades.
Like it. Yeah. I'm following you. Yes. I'm tracking you.
Have just had my hand in so many different areas. So have worked with a lot of creatives, have done some work in the Christian music industry behind the scenes, and have done some event planning, event coordinating kind of behind the scenes with that. And
wow.
And then kind of in the real world, done some customer service and all of those kind of things. And just in the last couple of years, wanted to find a way to really bring all that together and see like how we can use those things with the Enneagram and how we can really use the different ways that we're all wired and how to plan and prepare and be efficient. Mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about seeing people do their best work. Yeah, just really efficiency and productivity are words that swim around in my brain a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what brings me full circle.
I love it. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have truly been a Jill of all trades. And like you said, that full circle moment, you're kind of in this position now where you're bringing all of your passions into one focus. And we're going to be talking about that more. And not only are you going to be offering really great planning, goal setting tips, but we're going to talk about this new venture, the Ennea Planner, and all the details in that, all the goodies. But first, you've got to let us in on the details about your Enneagram type. I'm sure my friends have their guesses already if we don't know you, but explain to us a little bit of your Enneagram journey and the discovery of your type.
So I discovered the Enneagram, I would say maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, because you're in Nashville, so it's like the hotbed for Enneagram.
Yes, everybody, I don't know anyone really in my circle.
It's like you have to show your Enneagram card, confirmation card.
Yes.
It is. And like to get in around restaurants in New York, you need the Vax card. In Nashville, you need the Enneagram certification card or something.
It's like one of the top three questions, like when you're introducing yourself. And so, but yeah, kind of the first way I discovered it was, you know, taking one of the tests like everybody else. And I've always been a huge just personality test junkie in general.
And so
just seeing, oh my goodness, this is another personality test. I have to take it and find out what this one says about me. I dove right in, and automatically the first one I got, of course, was the one. Yes. And it was like somebody had just got into my brain and laid it all out. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yep. This is me.
Wow.
That's fun. Like just automatically, I completely related. But of course, taking it one time wasn't enough.
Oh, no. You got to make sure. Even though you totally resonated and you couldn't believe they were reading your mail, we got to check one more test.
Yeah, not good enough. So of course you find like all of the Enneagram tests and take all of them just over a couple years time. And what was funny was I would take them just at different moments in life. And there were some times that I was just like having a bad day or having a bad season, and I would take them and would test as a 6. And I was like, okay, some of this sounds right. I am a loyal person. Sometimes I don't trust a lot of people. I like to see like what all the scenarios of something are. But yeah, not all of the things worked. And that was always just a strange thing to me. And but I just kind of shoved it away because I still would then come back to the one. And I knew over the rest of the years, like that just kept resonating.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this is where it is. This is who I am.
And because it's really about motivations and longings, desires, fixations, temptations. I mean, it's a long list. We could go on and on, but it's really about those things.
Right. And not seeing like just what my actions were, but what that core was. And knowing like that, just as I read more and realizing it was something that was set early on. Mm-hmm. And even seeing that those experiences in my childhood, it was like, oh yeah, that was that. And
that's how I experienced it.
Yes. So even that was even more of a resonation. Something that resonated with me is I'm a one. And then fast forward to as I started to research and plan for Ennea Planner and just discovering more about all the numbers and myself as a one and digging deeper, learning about like tri-types and all of those things.
It's so fascinating.
I had never learned before. And I realized I was like the tri-type 136.
Yeah.
And even that, because there were parts of a three that I was like, oh, I like to work hard sometimes and I can be very like task oriented and driven when I really care about something, and especially working on the planner.
The efficiency piece really stands out because of this desire and drive for the planning and being able to help empower others to plan and be efficient.
Yes. And so it's just fascinating, all of the different layers of this, that as we dive more and more into the Enneagram and what that means for us as individuals and how God wired us this way. Yeah, I love it.
I am so glad you brought this up. I think this is just a fun piece. And if you've been in this community for a long time, I've referenced the tri-type thing, and that was part of my misidentification for a long time. And unpacking that has helped me really understand more of myself and the influences and all of that piece. But I think what's really fascinating is that this is the reminder about why no two types are really the same. Because not only do you have levels of health and the wings and the three subtypes, but then you have tri-types. Each combination is so unique, and there's such a variant of all of these, not COVID variants, but it's such a variant of each, you know, where it becomes where we are like a snowflake, because no two combinations look exactly the same. And while you have core similarities as other Enneagram ones out there, the unique combination of all the pieces make you uniquely you and uniquely set up to pursue this dream of Enneagram planner. You know, the other thing too, just kind of a fun note on the tri-types, it seems to me in my coaching, a lot of times what happens, we have our dominant Enneagram type that I think we're just divinely given. And, you know, it's part of how we're created and formed in our mother's womb. But then life kind of influences the tri-type. Would you say that was your experience, whether it was it was more through nurture than it is nature?
I think so. I do. I really think so. Just those experiences and our environment, how we're brought up. Because I do see, especially like with the six things and wanting to be prepared and looking at the world through that lens, just seeing some of my younger experiences and knowing like what I have to look out for as an adult, things like that. So
it makes sense.
Yes. Yes. And so that's something to encourage people with is like when you look at some of the memes or some of on social media, you know, the bullet points out there. If not all of those things resonate with you, go deeper.
Yep.
Because there's a reason, you know, not always the things on the surface are going to hit all the points.
That's good.
Where the fun comes in.
Yes, it is. And that's why it's a journey. And that's why we've got coaches. I will never run out of people to help because it's a lifelong journey. And it's really not that simple. So, but that's the fun of it. Okay. Well, I want to get into the nitty gritty of the planner. I just kind of as a setup to help people understand your heart and just kind of all that's in you and the goodness of what's ahead here in this planner. And then we're going to spend a little time about where you're going to give a tip for each type. And so I just want to make sure that y'all definitely hear about this amazing planner, the Enneagram planner, and the big release here coming up in just like a week, which is so exciting. I mean, this is my birthday, but we're celebrating you as well in this big launch time. So all the details are coming up here, but then also stay tuned because there's just going to be this great goal setting tip as we head into the new year and we begin to think about writing some things down or thinking ahead and all that kind of good stuff. So you alluded a little bit of like this full circle moment, taking all of your experiences so far, in particular, a lot of your experiences here in Nashville, being an event planner and that sort of thing. So tell us a little bit more of going from that to this any a planner dream?
Yeah. So in the past few years, trying to figure out what was my purpose? What was I wanting to do? I was taking the backseat a lot in helping other people do their things. I had many friends would come up to me and be like, oh, you should do this. Oh, you should do that. Just nothing ever hit. I had my hand in a bunch of different things. When I was in sales and doing all kinds of things, I would read books on, you know, here's 10 ways to increase your sales, or here's how to do this, here's how to do that. I would read those things and I made less sales. Like, those things didn't work with my brain. And
yes.
I never understood that. So in studying Enneagram and doing all those things, there was just like that light bulb of like, oh, I don't think the way everyone else does. Mm. So there's just a different way of doing things. And in 2020, as we were all sitting at home, I had a friend come to me in frustration that planners just weren't working for her. And I was like, you know what? Planners don't work for me either. And hello, I am a one. I should not be saying those things. And she was like, you know what? I think you would be great at creating planners. And she's like, you love the Enneagram. Why not do something that is based off of that? Yeah. And for all the times that people say things to me about starting businesses, this one hit me. And that's it was awesome. Just this light bulb moment. And the research began. And it was just even more fascinating as I dug in, like how well learning more about the Enneagram and how it really helps us in our productivity and just that area of our lives. Helping us to move forward in our careers and as entrepreneurs and, you know, working from home and all of those things. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what this does for all of us.
Yes. Okay. So I happen to know that you are starting with the Enneagram One Planner, but could I throw in a suggestion that your next one's for an Enneagram 7?
I wish, but as a one, we also know that I have to be going in order.
I do. I do. At least you're not starting at the 8 like several other coaches normally do.
Right? Like,
because then I'd be the very last.
Right. That was also a thought. And I was like, no, no, no. But this is also a plug for everyone. Let's buy a lot of ones so we can get this rolling faster and faster.
I love it. Yes.
To get to the 7 very quickly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, tell my friends how this is working, what you're doing to get this going, because these sort of things, this isn't fly by night. This is intense. Mm-hmm. It requires so much love, so much output, and a lot of money. So
yes.
How could people find out more, whether they're in Enneagram One or they know an Enneagram One?
Yeah, this was definitely a lot more intensive than even I had dreamed of, to be completely honest.
Totally. Oh, these things always are. Oh, it's birthing a baby.
Yes. And so I am launching a Kickstarter this next round of orders. I do have the Enneaplanner One in my hands. I have seen this. I have held it. I know exactly what it looks like. I have the printer, all of those things. So like it is a legitimate product.
And I think you mentioned you have some friends who have tried it out as well to vet it out, if you will.
There are copies that are in circulation right now out there in the public. But to do like a big order, I need y'all's help. So we are doing a Kickstarter. It is launching on January 1st.
So yeah, just a few days, less than a week.
And it's going to be quick because I want to get it in the hands of our ones as fast as possible. So January 1, jump on Kickstarter. I'm going to do a special early bird pricing and 45 days. That's it.
So great.
Yes.
So great. I'm excited. I know that you have your own audience that's going to be chomping at the bit, because there are plenty of us planning nerds out there and we love the pen and paper. And I know that's, you know, part of your passion too. Those who are going to take the planner and like really partner with it and partner with the content. So tell us a little bit, you know, this isn't just like a, you know, calendar you can print off anywhere. Right. Like this isn't just, this is extraordinary. Like this is a unique, customized, really intentional, almost workbook, would you say?
Yeah. I've taken all of the things that really I would want in a planner.
Perfect.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
You know, in looking at other planners, they were either super intense and cumbersome and had so many elements that just drove me crazy personally. And I wouldn't use them after a few days. Or they were just plain calendars. And again, boring.
You need a little more oomph. You got to reach in for that Enneagram 7. That's your line of growth, baby.
There we go. And so I've done something really unique. You will get to walk through it. There's instructions, because this is really different. That's all I'm going to say. It's a bit of a surprise.
Yes, yes. But I have gotten to see it. I think it's really intentional where, you know, for me, coaching my clients, this puts some of the material and the content that we would maybe work through at their fingertips to implement on a weekly, regular basis. So I think it's fabulous. It's really great. Now, I would love to, if you could, I have found through the years, because I am a goal setting person, I think it can be a vice for an Enneagram 7, because there's this desire to plan that I really wasn't aware of until I began doing my, you know, some coaching of fellow sevens. And I'm like, oh yeah, this planning thing, it's a thing. It can be unhealthy. But so there's a natural instinct for planning, and then there's a love for it. So there's almost been like a mission of mine to implement the joy and the beauty of thinking ahead and planning, and not just, you know, big lofty dreams, but practical, you know, things that make life better. So all of that to say, I have talked on a regular basis about goal setting tips and overcoming mental roadblocks and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really excited, because today you're going to get to bring your perspective and share with my people just some tips, because we all are coming at this next year with a lot of different, well, let's just be honest, last 2 years have a lot of baggage. Yes. And there's a little bit of hesitation, I know for myself too, in planning.
Me
for next
too.
Year,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Everything is still feels, you know, there's some knowns, but now we carry this unknown with us into the next year. You know, there's just a lot going on. So I just would love for you to address it for each Enneagram type and just give them that gift of encouragement as they look to do some goal setting or planning for 2022.
Absolutely. Let's start. So for ones, I would really encourage all of us to look at progress towards our goals. We don't have to do them perfectly. It's okay to set big goals. We don't have to shy away from big goals. If we stumble and fail, it's okay. Just keep on going. Steps toward progress are amazing. So
yes,
that is the encouragement
100%.
For ones. For twos, twos are great at setting goals about other people and how they're going
true.
To help other
about
people.
Relationships and friendships and how they want to help their community.
How can I serve? Yes. The encouragement / challenge for them for the year is to balance their goal setting with like, how can we help others with what are some goals just for me.
That's a good one.
For the threes, our little goal getters, I like to call them.
Absolutely. They sure are.
To not just like blow past when they meet their goals.
Mm.
They love to like meet them and then keep on trucking. Mm-hmm. So take some time to celebrate.
Amen.
And mm-hmm. just stop, process, have a little fun for a day, even look at those little steps that they're making towards those big goals and just be so excited good. About it.
Yep.
So that is their encouragement challenge. And then for our fours, to really like to meet their goal, like their big goal for the year, to create some kind of a daily practice that they can do in order to meet that goal. Whatever it is that like brings them some stability mm-hmm. in that mm-hmm. is a really good, good thing for them.
Oh yeah. Beautifully said.
For the fives, their goals can be just something like to engage their mind or really their body. Like mm-hmm. what's something they want to research? What's a new skill they want to learn for the year? Just to look at those big projects. Something, mm-hmm. something lofty they want to do. That'd be fun.
I think that's a really good tip. You kind of threw in there something with their body, because our five friends, you know, you can kind of get stuck in your mind, but we got to get, technically it's called doing repressed. And so we got to get, mm-hmm. take action on those big dreams.
But it could be even something like building something, you know? Like,
yes.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like, go work out. It can be, what do you want to create? Even?
Yeah, that's good.
And then sixes, to have a goal that takes you a little bit out of your comfort zone is
Now you're stepping on toes.
Just a little tiny bit. One little step out is okay. One step is all I'm asking.
That's right.
Not all of your goals have to be like, safe and attainable.
Push the envelope just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And then seven. Goals don't have to be like restrictive. Find those goals that are really something that brings you joy and that sparks interest.
Yeah.
And to not be bogged down by the details of those things. Like bring people along for the ride. And let them take over for those unfun detail things.
I'll take that advice. Works for me. I'm on board 100%.
So there you go.
Yes.
And then also to like give yourself those rewards along the way as you like take those steps towards the big goal.
Yeah, I've really had to learn to savor. And, you know, almost like the three where they're all on to the next goal. I'll be on to the next fun thing. And so I have to enjoy the fun thing that I planned so long ago and just like marinate in it for a little bit before I start planning the next thing or running off to it.
Yeah, for sure. And then for the eights, again, they're like the goal getters, but in a different way, like, they set big goals and then they keep setting a bigger goal and a bigger goal and a bigger goal. Like they're just never satisfied. They have to keep going. And
the
so
next challenge.
Yes. And so I think for them, adding in some self-care into their
That's
goal
good.
Setting for the year is a great thing.
Spot on. Yeah, if you'll take our advice, Enneagrammate, this is a good one.
Come on now. A spa day every once in a while doesn't hurt.
Absolutely.
And then last but definitely not least, our nines.
We love you.
Yes. And the biggest thing I think for the nines is goal setting is on your timetable. Don't worry about what the rest of us are doing and, you know, how long it takes us or how short it takes us to make our goals. You can process at your own pace.
I like it. Yeah.
Figure out what you want to do and how you want to do it and go for it.
Marjorie, this is so good. I love your wisdom, love Thank your advice, you. Love getting to hear your story. And I'm just so excited for this new planner to enter in the world.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. What an honor.
Thanks for joining me for this bonus birthday episode as we close out 2021 together. In all honesty, I am ready to close this year out, and you will find me planning and dreaming about good things for this year ahead. If you happen to be an Enneagram 1, I hope you order this planner and join the Kickstarter project. I also hope that if you know an Enneagram 1, that you would send them this episode and all the details to get their hands on the planner, or maybe just gift it to them. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to have you share it with your friends. You can do this through text, social media, or even when you leave a 5-star review. It helps others find this podcast and these conversations. Your support is always the best gift to me. Now, the next episode to release in January is going to kick off our annual Word, Worship, and Write, wholehearted rhythms and pillars as we set our intentions, our goals, and our heart for what is ahead in the next year. I really am excited to hear how the Lord's going to direct you in the coming months and what He does in your life. So until next time, continue to pursue perspective, purpose, and plans for this Advent season.